We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Caoimhe Dufrasne was working in tech, focused on numbers and black and white thinking, when a boss suggested she design a vision board. An initial skeptic, but keen to have the afternoon at home, she gave it a go. It became the first step in a life overhaul, leading Caoimhe to now hold workshops extolling the vision board virtues. And Caoimhe joins me in studio now. Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much for having me today, Claire.
So tell us a little bit about the Caoimhe back then, because you were very much steeped in the sciences and the tech world.
Absolutely, like night and day now. So back then it was a degree in engineering, PhD in physics, and then I went on to lead data science teams in tech. So very much using numbers to apply to solve problems, right, to make money. So this was the idea in tech. And then one day, as you mentioned, a manager in work told me all about vision boards, and she said, you should go home early today now and make a vision board. I was very skeptical as an engineer. I just didn't understand how the process would work, but she was giving me a half day. So I said I would seize the opportunity and I'd go home and make my vision board. So I went home and we had a baby at the time who was 10 months old. I'd just returned from maternity leave and I put intentions down on my board, like go to Istanbul. And I didn't believe it was possible to go to Istanbul with a small baby. And that May, we went down to Istanbul. We stayed there for 10 days. While I was there, I bought a Turkish rug, something else that I just didn't believe was possible. I found out that I was geba, which is the Turkish word for pregnant, and I came home. All of these things, which I had captured on my vision board, suddenly started to happen, right? They didn't happen by accident. They weren't presented to me. It was that I had taken the actions to make them happen, okay? And continuing on with that year, I finished my 50th park run while I was pregnant, something I hadn't run or moved at all in my first pregnancy, but I had the focus from my vision board prompting me to continue to clock up my park runs. I started reading again, which is something that I just loved doing as a child, but I just hadn't made the space as an adult to do this. We did up the house again. All of these things started happening because of my vision board, and it was focus and mindset, really.
And it's so interesting, isn't it? Because I think when people think of a vision board, they think it has to be all career focused. And you haven't mentioned your work once there. It was about travel. It was about having another baby. It was about buying a Turkish rug. I think people forget about these little things in life and the joy that can happen as you roll out that Turkish rug on your sitting room floor and say, I made this happen. And then that can spill into all areas of your life, be it career or otherwise.
Absolutely. I think you've hit the nail on the head there with joy. Like, joy is actually my word for 2025. Joy isn't this fanfare, right? A big firework scene. Joy is about noticing the small things in life, noticing the sun streaming in as you're drinking your cup of coffee, being present enough to see the joy. And I feel the more space and awareness we make to notice joy, the more joy then we have. And as you've said, if you get wins, shall we say, in certain areas of your life, that changes your mindset and makes you believe that other areas, it's more possible to get those wins in other areas. It's like what they say in psychology, if you are stuck in a rut, say in your career, then maybe start focusing on training towards, I don't know, a marathon or something, right? You'll achieve that goal and then it'll change your mindset into believing that you can go further in your career. So don't have all of your eggs in one basket, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
And it's bringing that conscious awareness, isn't it? Because you may have ended up on that holiday or that time in Istanbul, you may of course had another baby anyway, but because you'd written it down, it just sprinkles a bit more magic on it, or makes it a bit more of a concrete achievement.
Absolutely. I don't think I would have gone to Istanbul, if I'm honest, if it wasn't on the vision board, because I just really didn't believe that was possible. But certainly with the next pregnancy and with other things, they probably could have happened without them being on the vision board. But like you say, bringing that consciousness into it, it gives it a more profound kind of sense that things are going the way that I am. I'm in charge. I'm writing my book here, right? I'm the author of my life, I guess.
And what is the psychology behind goal setting or doing a vision board? What is the power in writing something down?
So for me, it is around tapping into your subconscious, right? Because we go through life in a default mode. Our subconscious is there to protect us. It's there to keep us safe. What we did yesterday kept us safe because we're alive today, right? So we're in this default mode trying to stay alive. When we start to create a vision board, we are cutting things out with scissors and prit sticking them down, which brings us back to our childhood where things were possible. Before we became conditioned to believe that's not possible, you need to go get a real job, this isn't possible, how could you expect to be able to do ABC, whatever it is. So using our hands to calm down that nervous system, to start to believe that the impossible might actually become possible. Then for me, in terms of the vision board, the number one rule is to hang it somewhere that you will see once, if not multiple times per day. And this helps you to start rewiring your subconscious, right? Maybe when you're prit sticking it on the page, you don't quite believe that that trip to Istanbul is possible, right? But you see it every morning and every night and you're like, ooh, maybe if, maybe, and you start to surface these ideas. And then some of these ideas, you create opportunities, you test out those ideas, right? You do need to apply an action to manifest it. But some of those ideas, then you won't succeed with all of them, right? But by testing them, you can, over time, create some wins out of those. And that's, you're basically just rewiring the subconscious to create the space to believe that it is possible.
And the more you see it, I suppose, the more your eyes are open to perhaps an airline sale or an unexpected couple of hundred quid comes your way and you think, well, why don't I book a couple of flights? Whereas if you're not seeing it every day, that money may easily go on, understandably, household bills or, you know, whatever, into a savings account, and you might not have funneled it to Istanbul, but you've been seeing this picture of Istanbul day in, day out, and it just seems to happen. Let's talk about the design of a vision board. You've brought one along with you today, I see.
Yeah, will I get it out?
Yes, because I didn't even know that your way of doing it was prit sticking in pictures as opposed to writing things down. You think that picture and that childhood element is important. I quite like that.
I do think it's important. And so last year, my vision for the year was to unleash my imagination to create my dream job, right? A big statement.
I was going to say, it's a big ask. What pictures did you paste in to represent that?
So I actually did. I pasted in words as well as pictures, okay? I also had at the top of the board, don't crack under pressure. But this, you can see here, I've got unleash your imagination to create your dream jobs. Okay, so I prit sticked this down. I see it every morning, every night. In the center of my board here, I have a thermostat, right? Moving from cold to hot. And this is to represent the Martha Beck framework. Martha Beck was Oprah Winfrey's life coach, right? And she says that we don't know tomorrow morning exactly what's going to bring us joy, right? If we take all of these actions, will it truly bring us joy? Instead, every decision that you make, let it bring you 1 degree warmer. So I've got a big decision or a big intention, and then I've got this framework to guide me. So I tested out ideas over the year, and every decision that I made, I tried to be honest with myself to let it make me feel 1 degree warmer, bring me 1 degree more of joy. I also have on the vision board here, anything but ordinary, explore, finding space and time to foster her creativity and having a bit of fun along the way. You can actually see over the vision board that a lot of my values are captured here. Creativity, speaking her truth, be real. I don't really like the word authentic.
Okay, so, real is good, real is good. And you have a lot of words. Now, I will take a picture, if you allow me,
yeah,
and I'll put it up on my Instagram and link it back to yours, Caoimhe, so people can see what it is that we're talking about. But you have a couple of pictures, but ultimately it's a lot of words. You've cut headlines out, words, and that was enough.
That was enough for me. This is my way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has a different way of doing it. Right. So I facilitate life design workshops. I work with different groups of people ranging from like 5 to 30 people to help them step back from the noise of everyday life to assess what would bring them more joy, how they would like to design their lives. We talk about fear, which is a big element here. And we then translate our vision board into an action plan. Okay. So over the course of last year, I probably saw around 300 vision boards. Every vision board is different. It doesn't really matter as long as you understand your vision board. Some of the vision boards only had pictures. Some of the vision boards only had text. A few of the vision boards had 2 or 3 lines of text. And that was it, right? In a way, you kind of envy that person. They're very clear on where they want to go. So it doesn't really matter if it's pictures or words, as long as you know what it means to you.
Yeah, and you've spent a little bit of time on it. I see you've got a girls' trip. Did that happen in 2024?
It did happen, yeah, with my lovely girls.
Where did you go?
Where did we go? I'm drawing an absolute blank here.
But you did go. I mean, it's so memorable she can't remember where, but you're remembering the people. You said the lovely girls, and look, that's the most important part of it. Now, you did mention looking to jump career.
Yeah.
And that is something that you did. You went from the tech world into what you're doing now. Tell us about that leap.
So yes, it was a leap. Okay. But I had the foundations put in place. There's no such thing as overnight success. Okay. So when you're removed from somebody else's life and you see them one day and then you see them a year later and you perceive them as having it all sorted, that's nonsense. Right. So as a result of a vision board in 2021, I launched a craft business, which again was a childhood dream. But how was it going to have a craft business when I was a data scientist? So I launched my craft business, and this was designing jewellery, right? Sustainable jewellery. This gave me the foundation and it helped me explore what it was like to have a business and a creative business. So then in 2024, when I decided to focus full time on Dufresne, I wasn't starting from scratch. I had built up experience from doing something along the side of my full time real job. So if anybody's thinking about taking a leap, what I would say to them is take time to explore, like be realistic and practical. I don't want to limit you, but take time to explore what that leap might look like. There's always ways to test your possible self before you commit full time to something. And interestingly enough, the jewellery business finished last Christmas, just gone, because I really loved having my own business, but I found that creating the same pieces over and over again became a bit mundane to me, so it kind of lost its creativity. Whereas here, with the business the way that it is, coaching and creating new workshops, that's really creative for me.
So yeah, and you're meeting different people all of the time. But it's interesting because through the whole of what you've said, the question always is this bringing me joy?
Yeah.
And people don't really give themselves permission for that. They stay rigid and I've made this plan, I'm going to stick to this plan, but you can allow the plan evolve. And don't be afraid to ask questions, I'd say too. I really liked reading in your backstory that one day in a shop, you just said, do you take individual craft pieces? And they said, yeah, have you got anything? And you weren't ready then, you didn't have the jewellery made, but it gave you that spark that shops are looking for stuff, because we tend to think, well, sure, they're all oversubscribed and there's so many people designing jewellery and how would I ever? And then you stop. But that one question encouraged you to set up a business that you then said, okay, I think I'm done with this. And you went on to the next stepping stone. I think it's really good messaging for people. I mean, I don't subscribe to turning everything upside down now because it's January 2025. But we can capitalise on the energy of a new year and want to bring in more joy. Who doesn't want that? So what's the question you suggest people ask themselves if they're going to sit down with a vision board this year?
I would say, look at last year and what brought you joy and what depleted you, and be honest with yourself. That level of honesty is really scary. Maybe it is that something you do a lot of actually doesn't bring you joy. So sit with that. Take the space to let that sink in, and then maybe just start to think about, okay, what steps can I take to do more of what brings me joy in my life and build on that.
Okay, I love it. If you want to find out more about Caoimhe's work, defrein.com, defrein.com. And she's also on Instagram.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.
We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.